Well, hello guys, it's afternoon here and it's still a bit drizzly and cold. Now, I suppose most of you people have heard what happened to Google's Gemini.
Yeah, I heard about it. They screwed up, didn't they?
Oh, welcome to Solo Man's imaginary friend, Gemini. Now, haven't they taken this sort of name from the Sega game console?
Sega!
No, that was Sega Genesis. I had one of them consoles.
Yeah, I had one. I think we all did. Then I know it's not the same name, but I just like the sound of the...
Sega!
God, that's great. And of course, there was a Sega Mega Drive. And you didn't have to buy a new console. All you did was add it on to the old one. And you could play discs.
Yeah, never had that one, though.
Why not?
We were a poor family.
Well, not many people remember unless they're old. But everybody had an Atari 2600, didn't they, with the old cartridges?
No, that was a little bit before my time.
Oh, yeah? You're saying you're younger than I am, are you?
Yeah, I think so, about 25 years, maybe 30 years.
In your dreams, buddy. Do you know, I remember going around a girlfriend's house in Canada, and she had an Atari 2600, and I played the game called Kaboom, and drank beer most of the night. I think she was a little bit pissed off I ignored her and just played the game Kaboom. I think she wanted a bit of a kaboom herself.
Where in the hell is this video going?
All right. So Google's Gemini screwed up big time.
Why already said that at the beginning?
It's kind of hard to fathom how a multi-billion dollar program could get launched, being such a biased sort of program. Because if you think about the amount of people that had to be involved and how many clearances it had to go through before it was released, means that Google must be awash with activists. And of course, AI is only as good as it's programmed. And that would be by humans. I mean, it's no accident that this program is biased. But I don't expect Google thought it was so biased as it was. It was not supposed to be noticed so much. It was there, but not that sort of big. I mean, it's almost as if they didn't even test it before they actually let it out. But can anybody really trust Google Gemini anymore? Sure, they're going to turn the bias down a bit, but it's still going to be there. I bet you Google isn't going to get rid of their DEI people.
DEI? What's that? Like FBI?
No, FBI's bad enough, but the DEI are worse.
Well, I know FBI stands for Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Whoa, look at the brains on you. How come you know that?
Because they picked me up a couple of times, that's all. No, but what does that DEI stand for then?
It means to create division. Oh, all right. Diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Well, sounds like you've got a speech impediment.
Huh, I wouldn't joke about it, buddy. That's very dangerous stuff we're talking about. It can destroy society, destroy countries.
Yeah. Look, I've been sitting here for quite some time and still haven't got a beer.
This is the afternoon. We don't drink in the afternoon, only the evening.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, in that case, I'll come back in the evening then. See you later. Bye.
What a prick. To be honest, I never actually trusted Google before, but I certainly don't trust them now. Do you? And yet they have the world's information. They have your information. Kinda scary to think about, isn't it? But you know the AI program was manipulated by humans. Because if it was a real AI program, it would never be biased. It would just work on facts. But of course, it's not gone unnoticed that the AI robot there, human-like, is very feminized, isn't it? To me, it hardly stands for logic. Anyway, let me know what you think, guys, as usual.
You opened a beer yet?
Get out!
All right, see you later.
What a noob.